time to meet the men from the ministry. We're about to walk the Whitehall Way with Norma Ronald, Ronald Badley, John Graham, and the men from the ministry, Richard Murdoch and Derek Giler. Ministry men are often compared to tea bags. In hot water, they stick together. But discretion is vital in government work, and in the General Assistance Department, Richard Lamb is an expert on matters of security.
Mr. Lamb, why do you wear two pairs of braces?
Ah, that's in case my belt breaks. If you'll excuse me, I must get on with these traffic jobs. LB's left it all to me, as usual.
Oh, yeah, the parking problems. What are you going to recommend?
I'm suggesting that we arm the traffic wardens. Then they can shoot people who park on double yellow lines.
Well, what if it's only a single yellow line?
They could let them off with a flesh wound. Now, stop fussing, Mildred, and go make some tea.
Righty-ho, sir.
Oh, mind the draft. You're blowing the papers all over the place.
Sorry, Mr. Lamb. I'll help you pick them up.
Really, Mildred, some of them are blown out of the window and they're vital documents.
No, it's all right. They're stuck on the ledge, most of them. You can easily reach if you climb out.
Climb out?
Yeah.
Me?
Yeah, well, one or two bits are blown down to the street. I'll go and pick them up.
Oh,
I don't know. It's always something. And here's Mr. Lennox Brown coming down the corridor. I know what he'll say.
Morning, Mildred. What's the rush?
Mr. Lamb's climbed out on the window ledge.
What?
I'm going down to the street to pick up the bits.
Oh. Good grief. I've been driving him too hard. He's finally cracked. Two. Which window? I only hope I'm in time. Ow, oh, there he is. Don't do it, two.
I have to, one. There's no other way. There were all these papers on my desk, you see.
I know. I've been overworking you. I see it all now.
Pardon?
Come back inside, old friend. Come on, look. Look, you can have a swivel in my chair any time you want. How's that?
My word, you are in a generous mood. Can I have the coconut cream today?
Yes, anything. Just come in. Give me a hand. Come on.
Yes,
that's it. There we are.
By
George. Oh, right, I'll shut the window.
Thanks, Bun. If it hadn't been open in the first place, these papers wouldn't have blown out. I think I've got most of them.
Now, sit down, old chap, and we'll soon have you... Papers? Blown out? What, do you mean that you weren't...
I think I'll have a swivel now.
Get out of my chair, you mountebank. This place gets like a blessed circus every day. Hello, Lennox Clown speaking. Brown speaking.
Pitkin here, and you were right the first time.
Oh, Sir Gregory. It's the permanent undersecretary to do. Fasten your shoelace.
Yes.
Hello, Sir Gregory. How nice to hear.
I've been looking through your department's expenses. You're spending far too much. There's one item here, £82 for red tape.
Well, we do use a lot of it, sir. Seems to get knotted so easily.
It seems to what?
Get knotted, Sir Gregory.
What? Oh, the tape. Yes. Now, look here. I want all future charges cleared with me. All bills, invoices, I want to see them first. Tell your staff.
Very good, sir, yes.
The next week, send them to my home address, my new home. I'll be working there and getting the place straight.
Ah, your new house, Sir Gregory, yes. All well, I trust?
And another thing while I'm on to you. You're working for the transport people, aren't you?
Yes, Sir Gregory.
Do you know Potter's Green?
Is he really, sir? Good gracious.
Potter's Green is a London suburb.
Oh.
They've a scheme to widen the road, but there's been a hold-up on it.
A hold-up? My word. Did they get away with much?
Not that sort of hold-up. A hitch. The local preservation society are fighting the scheme as it threatens some old building. You and Lamb go and sort it out.
Yes, Sir Gregory, yes.
And let's have none of your half-baked, stupid bungling this time. Don't muck it up like you usually do.
He was rather more pleasant than usual.
I expect it's that house he's bought. He seems very pleased with it. I gather he's called it Pitkin Towers.
Yes, yes, I heard, yes. Fine old place. Mm. Even has a ghost, apparently.
A ghost? Isn't he frightened?
He will be when he meets Sir Gregory. Now, just to order a ministry car, too, we have to get down to Potter's Green.
Potter's Green?
Well, it's trouble on a road-widening scheme. I'll see the preservation people. You see the council architect.
Right.
Find out what it's all about, will you?
How do you do, Mr. Lamb? I'm Chapman, council architect, and this is Mayor Duff.
How do you do?
Oh, how do you do? I said, how do you do?
That's enough, Duff. Don't overwhelm him with your idle chatter. Now then, Mr. Lamb, I've something in my office will interest you.
Oh.
There's a model laid out on the table.
A model? I see.
If you just come through, I'll show you.
I can't wait.
There. This is a model of the High Street.
Oh, I see.
And that's the building once knocking down.
That one there, at the side of the road. I said, the road.
All right, I'll tell him, Your Worship.
Thanks. I said thanks.
Trouble is, the local preservation society are kicking up a fuss and causing me inconvenience.
Oh, dear. What exactly is that building?
It's a convenience.
I thought you said it was an inconvenience.
Aye, it's an inconvenient convenience. Public conveniences, like.
Oh, I see what you mean. Yes.
And they're holding up my road scheme by calling it a historic monument. They're standing in the way of progress.
Well, I'm all for progress, Mr. Chapman. Do you know, I was one of the first civil servants to change to a ballpoint quill.
Oh, I can see we've got a lot in common. Stay for a bite of lunch in the mayor's parlour.
It's roast beef today, Mr. Lim.
No, it's lamb, actually.
Oh, but the menu clearly said beef. I said it said beef.
Don't get in a huff, Duff. Go and sort your regalia. You'll stay then, Mr. Lamb.
Thank you.
You'll not get better rissoles at the Ritz.
Thank you, Mr. Chapman. Then I must report back to my number one. He's seeing your opponent, Mrs. Livingston, the woman from the Preservation Society.
I'm not an unreasonable woman, Mr. Lennox Brown, but as president of the Potter's Green Preservation Society, it's my duty to make a gesture.
Well, what sort of gesture did you have in mind, Mrs. Lewis?
A gesture of defiance. We must fight those councillors who want to demolish our old buildings.
Mind you, some of them are crumbling and rather dirty.
Then they shouldn't be on the council. An historic monument's a great draw for tourists. We are sick of workmen pulling down our drawers.
Quite, yes. What exactly are you objecting to at the moment, madam?
The council want to demolish an historic, little boy's room in the High Street.
A little boy's room?
Or, if you prefer to call a spade, penny house.
Oh.
It is a building of great historic and architectural interest. Here, I have a picture postcard of it.
Oh, a picture postcard. Thank you, yes.
It's part of our tourist attraction campaign.
Indeed. Well, from this picture, it certainly seems an unusual little boy's penny, isn't it?
It's almost unique.
Yes, I like the gargoyles and the stained glass window.
It was built under Queen Victoria, you know.
Remarkable.
Local antiquarians get quite caught up in it.
Well, I dare say the turnstiles have rusted a bit.
This building is part of our heritage, Mr. Lennox Brown, and we propose to fight for it. We are prepared to sit in if necessary.
Oh, dear me.
We are determined to preserve this fine old edifice so that men may stand with their heads held high.
Well, we'll certainly note your objections, Mrs. Livingston. Yeah. And now, if you'll excuse me, I must get back to the penny house. Back to the office.
Ah, found Mildred and Mr. Lennox Brown back yet?
No, Mr. Lambert, I've got a message for you. Remember that wide, wiggly road you saw on the map of London?
Oh, yes. Did they convert it into three lanes, as I told them?
Well, they tried. But they say it's not easy painting white lines down the middle of the Thames.
I wondered why it was shaded blue.
And the transport people returned your plan for a Finchley flyover. They say they really want an underpass.
Well, turn the plan upside down and send it back.
Good evening, sir.
Ah, good afternoon too, Mildred. I've been chatting with that Potter's Green preservation woman.
Ah, Mrs. Livingston, I presume.
Tricky interview, I must say. Very tricky. Any post, Mildred?
Oh, just a picture postcard from Sir Gregory, sir.
Postcard from Sir Gregory, but he's not on holiday.
No, it's a photo of that new house of his. Oh, he's a proper swank.
Ah, yes, he's sending these to everyone to tell them his new address. Now, come along, too. Let's go through to my office.
May I see the postcard, man? Jolly impressive building. And there's Lady Pitkin standing in the drive with her bulldog.
It's Tudor, you know.
Has it? It does look rather fierce.
The building, too.
Oh, I see, yes, sir.
Well, you'd better keep that for your postcard collection.
Oh, thanks very much.
As a matter of fact, I've got another one for you. Mrs. Livingston insisted I give it to you. You are.
Oh, yeah. This is my lucky day. What's this?
Well, it's a picture of that convenience there's all that fuss about.
Oh, I see.
What do you think should be done with it?
I'll take it home and stick it in my album.
Yeah. The convenience, too. The convenience.
Oh, I see, yes.
Well, I mean, do we have it demolished or don't we? How did you get on with the council architect?
Oh, he's very go-ahead. He showed me their new sodium street lamps. Made me see things in a different light.
Yeah. I can imagine blue faces and green hands.
As for the road scheme, I think they'll have to demolish that, it's standing in the way of progress.
Well, if it's destroyed, there'll be an uproar.
We must make a bold decision. Draw up our plans and stamp them top priority.
If you can find the stamp. I haven't seen it since we ordered the bulbs to the window box. Oh, well, thank heavens it's Friday afternoon.
But surely we ought to take urgent steps.
Right. Don't want to get caught in the rush, huh?
It's only three. You're not leaving.
Yes, I am. I have an important engagement tonight. The vicar's forming a committee to improve the church roof. And I've agreed to sit on it.
But what about this thing in Potter's Green High Street? I promised we'd act quickly.
Well, not to worry. I dare say I'll think of something. You just carry on, too. Have a nice weekend.
Oh, dear, he's gone. He just doesn't seem to care. He won't do anything about this business.
I heard of your firm from a friend, Mr. Schultz. I was pondering a problem on my way to the station when it struck me that you might help.
A wise move, sir. Not many problems beat us here at Shifted Incorporated.
Splendid. And you specialize in removing buildings from one spot to another.
Correct. You know Dagenham Castle?
Is there a castle at Dagenham?
Not now, no. We removed it stone by stone and set it up in Texas. 115 rooms.
My word. For some Texas millionaire, I suppose?
Correct. He wanted a tool shed for his garden. And then there was Lord Dagsmuir's mansion. We moved that.
To America?
No, just a couple of yards up the hill. To improve their TV reception.
Oh, I see. Well, this job is on a smaller scale. It's a public convenience in Potter's Green High Street.
And you want it shifted?
Yes, it's in the way of a scheme, you see. But if we destroyed it, there'd be repercussion.
Is that so?
Oh, it is indeed, yes. But if it were moved to some other spot, I mean, no one would complain. I recalled old Bonzo Blessam at the club talking about your firm. You moved his country seat.
Correct. Blessam Hall. We shipped it to California in giant crates. A real fast job.
A bit too fast. If you find Lady Blessam, he'd like her back. Now, this Potter's Green job is urgent. Can you tackle it at once?
Oh, sure. We could do it this weekend. Mm-hmm. Small job like that, we'll be through by Monday. So, how do we find this building?
Drive down Potter's Green High Street and you can't miss it. Now, I must rush. I have a train to catch.
Oh, but I'll need a few more details.
Well, it's the 4:30 from Victoria, diesel locomotive, restaurant car.
No, I mean about the job.
Guard has got braid round his hat, you know.
The job?
Oh, the job, yes. Look, if you want more facts, give my office a ring. Here's their number. There'll be someone there for an hour or so.
Something on your mind, Mr. Lang?
What makes you think that?
Well, you just signed 5 sheets of blotting paper and doodled all over them letters I typed.
Oh, dear. Well, yes, I'm worried, Mildred. This Potter's Green business. Sir Gregory wants action and LB's done nothing. He just went off and said, carry on.
What, you mean he's given you a free hand? Sort of carte blanche?
Sort of, yes.
Well, then it's up to you to do something.
You're right. It's time to tear aside the veil of false modesty and show what I'm made of. I'll make a decision, that's what I'll do. After all, it won't be the first time. I made a decision last year.
I remember.
Maybe it was the wrong decision, but never mind. They soon scraped the plum jam off Nelson's column.
It didn't take long to pump the hot soapy water from the underground.
Now, it's up to me to sort out this problem. I'll go and see a demolition contractor and have them demolish this, obstruction. It's the only answer.
Oh, you come over all masterful, Mr. Lamb.
Well, one never quite loses the habit of command. I was pack leader in the Wolf Cubs, you know.
Fancy.
I'll have that building knocked down this weekend and then LB will just have to accept it. It'll be a fait accompli.
Yeah, and it'll be done and finished.
I know just the firm, the O'Haggerty Demolition Company. It was their chaps who tore down our local pub.
Really?
Of course, the landlord was pretty upset, but... It was St. Patrick's Night. Right, you look after the office, Mildred. I'll catch them before they close. See you on Monday.
Ta-ra, then. Well, would you Adam and Eve it? He works like lightning. In quick flashes with a lot of noise. General Assistance Department, Mildred Murfin, to whom you are addressing to?
This is Schultz of Shifted Inc.
Do what?
Your Mr. Lennox Brown has just been here. He gave us a job for your department.
Oh, that's nice.
You know all the facts, do you?
Me? Oh, yeah, I've known him for years. You can say what you like.
Oh, great. He was in a hurry, so he told me to check the details with you. Who's paying for the job?
Yeah, you're American, aren't you? I used to know an American. Yankee's name was. Do you know him?
I'm afraid not. But about this job, who's paying for it?
Well, if it's for us, you can make the bill out to General Assistance Department.
Oh, fine. Now, where do you want us to send the thing?
Oh, yeah. Now, Sir Gregory wants all these things sent to him at his home address. Send it to Pitkin Towers, Little Grippington, Hertz, please.
Pitkin Towers, right. So long, ma'am, and don't forget, Shifted Inks, the firm to know, they're the guys with Go, Go, Go.
Go, go, go? Oh, he's gone, gone, gone. Oh, funny man. I wonder what he's on about. Pity Mr. Lamb wasn't here.
So you see, Mr.
O'Haggerty, sir, of O'Haggerty's Demolition Company.
Quite, yes. So you see...
Limited.
Of course. So you see...
Branches everywhere.
Yes. But about this building, I want it demolished quickly over the weekend, if possible.
Ah, you'll never get the lads out at the weekend, sir. No. Nothing will get them out to work weekends. Nothing.
We'll pay double time.
Except double time. Ah, 'tis a glib tongue you have, Mr. Lamb.
Then you'll do it.
That we will. Or you'll drink to us. Will you join me in a drop of the hard stuff?
No, thanks. Unless you have a little rhubarb wine.
No, I'm afraid not, sir. No, you don't mind if I purely medicinal, you
understand?
Oh,
yes, of course.
I drink it to cure me hangovers.
Yes.
Now then, what's this building you want knocking down?
Well, it's how can I describe it? It's a building, you see, and it's in the way of a scheme of ours.
Where and what is it?
Well, it's... I hardly like... That's the... I have a picture postcard of it somewhere in my pocket. Yes, there you are.
Let's see. Ah, yes, here's the address underneath. I will have no trouble there. Once we get Sean on the bulldozer, I'll drink to that.
Never mind, you're spilling some on your jersey.
Ah, that's all right. The end of the day, I wring it out in a tin mug. Gives us a bit of body, you see.
Yes. And you'll get the job done by Sunday night?
You leave it to us. It's all on this postcard here.
I'll drink to that.
Splendid, my word. I can't wait to see LB's face when I tell him all this on Monday. Rather an active one. I took out the local scout troop to teach them map reading.
Lovely. Where'd you go?
I'm not sure. We got lost. Wandered around for hours. In the end, we had to send out smoke signals for help.
What happened then?
Policeman came up and told us off for lighting a fire in Battersea Park.
Morning, Tor. Mildred.
Morning, man. Did you have a pleasant weekend?
Yes, yes, thank you, yes. Bit of excitement at the golf club on Saturday.
Oh, did you try out those new socks?
Yes, very comfortable. But listen, I got a hole in one.
Those cheap socks never last. How about the vicar and the church roof?
Well, I'm not too sure about the vicar's judgment. He's got a new plan for raising money. The modern way, he calls it.
The modern way?
Wants to appeal to the gamblers, the bingo people. His idea is that everyone buys a ticket as they go in the church, and whoever's holding the bag when the organ stops keeps the collection.
I'll bring in the tea, sir. Oh, by the way, Mr. Lamb, some Irishman phones.
Oh, really?
No, O'Haggerty. He said they finished that job you wanted done on Saturday.
Job? What job, too?
Let me put it this way, one. That Potter's Green matter has been cleared up.
Oh, you heard. Yes, I arranged for the convenience to be moved over the weekend.
So all's well that... moved? I arranged for it to be knocked down.
Well, don't talk nonsense, too. How could it be knocked down and it wasn't there? I checked with this American firm just now. They completed the move yesterday.
But that's impossible. I gave O'Haggerty clear instructions, and I left him that postcard Mrs. Livingston gave you, so they'd know the address. Look, it's here in my pocket.
Well, if it's there in your pocket, how could you have left it with him?
What? Oh. Well, I left him a postcard to show him the place I wanted knocked down. The only other postcard I had was... Oh, dear, I don't feel very well.
I'm not surprised.
It's only me with a lovely cup of tea.
Better make it strong, Mildred. Mr. Lamb's had a demolition gang knock down Sir Gregory's new house.
He'll never forgive me. He'll trap my hand in the door again. When he finds out I did it, I'm finished, doomed.
Oh, steady, too steady. You can always plead temporary insanity. Even permanent insanity comes to
you. But you know what he's like. Every tiny thing upsets
him. If you just left this to me, it wouldn't have happened, would it? Oh. I had the convenience carefully moved to... That's the point. Didn't actually tell them where to put it.
For what?
The Potter's Green toilets, Mildred. Oh, yes, I remember now. I told that American you'd supply any details he wanted.
He'll murder me.
Oh, the American. Well, I didn't tell him where to put any toilets. I only told him where to send the bill, I think.
He was asking about the bill?
Well, that's what I thought. I told him to send it to Sir Gregory's home address.
Get the brandy from the first aid. We've not only knocked down Sir Gregory's house, we've had a Victorian public loo put in its place. Also, it appears.
He'll go mad. He'll shoot us. The mind boggles.
Oh, the mind boggles.
Hello, hello. What's all this? Can't keep order in your own office, Lennox Brown.
Ah, Sir Gregory. Yes. Good morning.
I'll go and make the tea again.
What's the matter with Lamb? Why is he trying to get under the carpet?
He's checking for dust. Very complicated. Mind you, he often makes mistakes when I'm not here. Will take decisions on his own. I imagine you had a hectic weekend, Sir Gregory.
No. Very peaceful.
House all right?
Ah, yes, magnificent. Last time I saw it, the sun was shining through the gabled windows, making the fine oak panelling glow with an inner life, as it were. Really superb.
Oh, thank heavens for that.
That was on Friday morning, of course. We've been away for the weekend, shooting, you know. I like to shoot, getting quite accurate.
No.
So, you mean you haven't... been home, sir, since the weekend?
No. Thought I'd pop in here as I came through town, get my gun license renewed. Guns in the car outside, you see. And then I'm off home.
Sir Gregory, very attached to your new house, sir?
Oh, indeed. So close to town, you see. Yes, I expect to find it a great convenience.
I see.
Plenty of space, both inside and out. Lots of places to put the rolls.
No!
Property values going up all the time, you know. We'll soon see the writing on the wall.
Tell him when I can't stand it.
Excuse me, Sir Gregory. Lady Pitkin's on the phone. She wants to speak to you urgently.
Ah, probably ringing from the new house. She went on ahead, you know. Well, I'll take it in the outer office. Excuse me, Lennox Brown.
What are we going to do, Juan?
A good question, too.
What? They done what?
I'm afraid our luck's run out.
I think we should do the same. Pass me my hat and coat, will you?
But we can't get out, Sir Gregory's in the outer office.
Oh, glory. The window ledge, too. Yes. That's it. We'll hide out there till he's gone.
Good idea. And if he sees us, we can jump before he catches us.
Right.
Come on, man.
Right.
Yes. That's it.
Facing the high jump as the men from the ministry were Richard Murdoch and Derek Giler. Also featured were Norma Ronald, Ronald Badley and John Graham. The program was written by Johnny Mortimer, Brian Cook and Edward Taylor, and produced by Edward Taylor.